adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Busy Phillips is in studio tonight.
Yay.
Busy, you know, from Freaks and Geeks and Dawson's Creek and many, many movie ventures. Latest, her latest one is White Chicks, the Wayans Brothers movie. And that opens Wednesday, June 23rd. So that's the day after tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yep.
Or in
yes.
some cities tomorrow.
Yes. And spoke to a snobby friend of mine, you know, Hollywood insider type. And she was like, yeah, it was really funny.
Yeah. And yeah. I've heard people specifically point out Busy's performance.
I haven't heard that. No.
Yeah. I have.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Busy's is a fine, fine actress. And the real McCoy when it comes to White Chicks. She doesn't need prosthetics and
no.
makeup. She's honky all the way through. And real white. Like, she comes from Scottsdale, Arizona kind of white.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
hot white. You
thanks.
Know what I mean? It's nice when a hot chick can be a little goofy.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. Nice.
I know you love me.
No, I do. I
thanks.
Do.
We always talk about zits together.
Oh, we talk about zits. Yeah.
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 So I guess I am a little goofy.
That's really, it's really, I'm telling you, if you had a zit that was ready to go.
Busy, oh, that's right. Yeah, Busy's into that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like if you had a zit that was like ready, just ready to blow, ready
uh-huh.
to blow. It's like on your shoulder.
Right.
And a guy took his shirt off and he's like, look
ugh.
At it. And then he's
ugh.
Like, okay, you got your nail ready. Yeah, here's a little cotton swabs, got ugh. A little alcohol and stuff
yeah.
like that. You can't
wait,
keep your hands.
Was it Busy? Wanted
you can't
to pay,
keep your hands off it. No, I want that's this is my plan.
You can use your back.
I'm convinced that the ugliest guy in the world, you know, just a three stage mullet could crawl out from the slime and talk to Nicole Kidman. And say, like, look, I got this sit that's ready to pump. She'd be like, oh, about anybody.
Right,
no, I'm going to need some oral first. And she'd be like, how dare you? And he's like, you heard me, bitch. Get down there. And she'd be like, all right.
Oh, wow.
But focus, would you? Because I want to get to that zit. I could charge you, right? I mean, if I had, like, a big thing ready to go and you were just looking at it, and I was just wearing a tank top, I could get something. Maybe not the oral.
Maybe not that.
Whatever was in your wallet.
Right. Like, maybe, yeah.
Like $60.
Maybe $60.
It would get there. Like, you'd be looking at it.
If it was good. I mean, if it was, like, fulfilling.
It'd have to be juicy.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing that women like more than going at your back with nails.
That's true.
Let me get that. That's their thing. Ooh.
There's nothing boys hate more than having your girlfriend ask if you can pop their zits.
Well,
I've found.
If they can't, but here's the whole thing. If I can get to it myself, it's mine. If it's out of my range, I'm like a sheriff. If it's out of my jurisdiction,
God.
You know, if they cross the Macon County line into another part of Georgia, it's like I have to stop. Ugh. I used to like the convention in movies where they actually stopped and it was like, dang,
throw their
damn
hat
it,
down.
And smack their hat. Like, somehow they can't cross this imaginary line. Like, once the guy gets over the bridge, safe. He could stop at the other end of the bridge and taunt the sheriff. There's nothing he could do.
Wait.
Yeah, it's like getting into Mexico. Hey, I'm here. I crossed the border. All right, those are good times.
I don't have any
zits on my back, but I'll see if I can cook one up.
Okay.
Every once in a while, you get that one on your thigh that you spot or something like, ooh, what have
those
we
are,
here?
Yeah, those are more
what
than the zits. Those are...
Yeah, no, this isn't the, you know,
carbuncle.
This isn't the carbuncle one. This
oh,
is
God.
The one that's like, this is the sort of rogue
you're
one that's like on the outside of your,
yeah,
it's outside of the thigh. Yeah. Sometimes you spot it like on the inside
goes.
Of your knee or something. It's like a little, it's a little manna from heaven. It's a little, what is this?
But yeah. you still have the
nose.
The nose ring. Yeah, I still have
wonderful.
The nose ring.
Yeah, where is your nose ring?
It's like, I have this weird retainer and I don't want to take it out.
Yeah,
it's called a retainer, and it's not a piercing. It's like this little weird metal thing that's not a complete, like, you
so
know,
so it doesn't
horseshoe.
Close?
Yeah, so it doesn't close up, and you just keep it in there for fun, I guess. I mean, because I don't know if I want to have it closed up, because it was so much pain that I feel like if I ever
all
need it for a part or something, it could be really convincing, because it's real.
Are your parents freaked out about the nasal piercing?
My mom hates it.
Yeah.
My dad hates it, too. My dad actually called me and told me I had ruined my life when I got
it. But you got it done when you were, like, 17.
I think I was 18. I had just gone to college, and I was going through living on my own in L.A., and
I wanted to get something pierced. And you hid it from them for a
while, right? Yeah, I hid it from them for, like, 6 months, and then I was home for Christmas and totally forgot. It didn't pop out. No, I went out with my friends and I came home and I just forgot to put it back in my nose because it's a septum piercing for those out there in the world.
It goes in like landing gear in an aircraft,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, raises right up into the nostrils. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my sister, I think, got the nasal job, too.
Nice.
Yeah, and then took it out. Now you just have that weird little kind of hole.
The thing on the side.
On the side, yeah. This will leave no visible
in
the septum right here.
Right, yeah. Yours
in the middle,
is the
bull ring.
Yours is the native one.
Right, yeah,
hers
very native.
The bull, yeah, like the bull ring.
Yeah, hers just looked like she, wanted a zit when she was in high school or something, and it went, you don't see daylight. It just looks like a big, bad pore. Yeah.
Right. I didn't want to go for that. I wanted something that I could, that wouldn't permanently scar my face.
Yeah.
But something that was a little punk rock.
Right.
But,
and now it's like, well, you got the hole. Let's not let it close up.
Exactly. And I'm so not punk rock at all.
It was painful.
Exactly.
And you keep thinking there's got to be something you're going to do with it.
Yeah. Like some part or something's going to come along where I'm going to need it. I actually wore it on Dawson's Creek once, I think, when I was going through my drunken punk rock phase as Audrey, which was very exciting.
How many seasons did Dawson's Creek make?
Dawson's went
six.
Six. But I was only on for two, which was still a very long time in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Best week of my life.
I know. You loved it. You loved it.
Best week. We did a whole week over there. They, let me say a couple things, by the way. Dawson's Creek, a good crew, good cast. Everything was great. They put us up with in something that was sort of quaint. And I've really been giving it some thought.
I want to hear about this.
Well, there's the whole sort of, and I've tried this before. And please, kids, you're right at the beginning of your traveling career. So listen up. When you travel, and Drew, I think you'll back me up on this. The sort of bed and breakfast and the quaint cottagey kind of stuff.
The theme hotels.
Not important.
Stuff. It sounds great, though.
It sounds great on paper.
It's like it really captures the flavor of the city.
Right.
Here's what you want. You want a clean, safe, sterile environment.
Quiet
to go back to. And then when you want to capture the essence of city,
you
leave your room.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't want your city to. You don't want the floorboards creaking. And
you want a bomb shelter.
Yes,
bomb
that's
shelter
right.
Department.
You want to go sleep in a vault in a bank.
That's
basically what it is.
Perfect.
And we spent a week in a place. It's got a lot of character. It's essentially like somebody's house. The stairs are creaking. My floor was at about a 45 degree angle.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I had, if I wanted to get into the bathroom and make a lasso out of my rope. My bathrobe tie, and then throw it around the bathroom, fixture in the bathroom, and pull myself up into the shower. The showers are never quite right. It was like a spider monkey was on me. That's what you step out. There's no floor mat or anything. The bed's real small and it's kind of weird. Everything's creaking. You know, the whole house seems like it's alive. And then there's the kitchen. Which is fine, but I'm not busting out the toaster oven.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's great. It's like, hey, full kitchen. Yeah, who cares? I need a bottle
Adam,
opener.
You think you had it bad. When I first started the show, I had to live there for 3 months.
That hotel for three months.
And they were so, I mean, the people who worked there were so nice to me because I was there forever. But it was like, it was the most awful experience.
Yeah, you want wall-to-wall carpet. You want a maid who comes in the following
day.
Just
wanted a Hyatt.
You want a flat.
You want the heavy sheets. Big pillows.
You want the kind of shower that just hurts. The water's coming out so hard.
It knocks you down.
It just, puts a hole in you. Well, pop one of those zits you can't get to. The other thing I don't want you kids to ever make the mistake of is the bed and breakfast.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing, except for there's a loser family who's living in the same house, and it's weird. and there's no
they
ground.
Meet you for breakfast.
The rules are unclear.
Yeah.
And there's
the boundaries
always
are unclear.
There's always the one rogue family member who's not quite old enough to be a grandparent, but too old to be a parent, who's floating around the kitchen, going about their business, unclear whether you're supposed to talk to them when you come in to grab your granola in the morning. It's kind of weird. It's kind of uncomfortable. You get the feeling that they're really, they're sort of you, but they're not paying rent. It's not really their house. They're kind of flopping there. There's sometimes some kids running around. It's weird because you go out at night, and sometimes you want to come home, but it's too late. You know, you're knocking on the door. They give you the key. And then you're banging your old lady in the bed, you know, underneath the master bedroom, or you're beating off, or you're doing both. Or you got to ask for stuff. It's a little weird. Yeah. And the houses, by the way, these houses, all the bed and breakfast houses, they're like, you know what they are? They're like models with bad skin, which is they photograph well, but when you get up on them, it's like, not quite what I thought from the pages of the magazine. Yeah, like the brochure, the internet, everything looks great, everything's amazing. When you get inside the place, it's kind of like when you get up on the Batmobile, like just some orange tape and some plywood. This kind of disappointing. Yeah, this doesn't really work that good. Yeah, bed and breakfast.
No dice.
Don't do it. Mm-mm. Don't do it. No. You travel, go to a nice hotel.
Yeah.
Did you go to the Battleship while you were there in Wilmington?
Never went to the Battleship.
Drew and I were there for 4 days. We went to the Battleship twice.
I know. I should have gone. I should have done more than just drink while I was there.
They have a battleship in North Carolina. Indiana.
I thought it was not the North Carolina.
All right, maybe not.
But it was anchored just mothballed just a few miles away from where Drew and I were staying
across the creek.
Yeah, at the Creaky Floor Inn. And we went over there. And now, did we ever? We never got on the ship, though, did we?
No, we were like too late.
We pulled up too late, so we just stared at it from the parking lot. That was the highlight of the trip.
Well, I got to stare at it a lot over those 2 years.
Yeah. We were right up on it.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Oh, yeah, they have a submarine over there too. Yeah,
they're shooting some other TV show there now.
The submarine was way over by the hotel.
Oh, maybe I made that up. They're shooting a movie on the battleship.
No. I mean, they're shooting. There's another WB teen show that's now shooting in North Carolina, so those kids are there for like the next 6 years.
Good times.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A new crop.
Oh, yeah.
Those kids to be miserable in North Carolina.
Do their time in hell.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Really.
You could do
it. Okay.
You could do worse.
Yeah. It's a really cute town.
Yeah. For a weekend.
Yeah.
All right. Let's. Anyway. White Chicks in theaters starting Wednesday. And like I said,
beat down Michael Moore.
Getting good
I don't
feedback.
Think it's the same audience exactly, but I'm going to be at Fahrenheit 9/11. Oh, I shouldn't say that.
Thomas, Drew already saw it. Thomas, you're 23.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Well, my question was about what's been labeled as testicle donation. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to know, they say it doesn't affect your sex life, and they say you can still have children.
You're not donating both testicles, you're donating one, right?
Well, yeah, exactly, just one.
Yeah, you can do without
wait
one.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. What are they going to do with that testicle is my question.
Yeah, I'm kind of lost on that area, too.
Is this like donating
do you get money?
A kidney?
They give you $40,000.
$40,000?
Wow, they're taking both.
I'll donate a testicle.
Yeah.
Well, busy, you'll grow one and donate one.
I'll grow
kind of
one and... No, I'm just kidding.
Well, yeah, put a plastic one back in for you.
Yeah. No, it's not a big deal in terms of what it means to you, although the reason we have to is in case one...
You got redundancy for backup.
Exactly.
I don't know. That seems kind of sketchy, though. Wouldn't they use it for babies?
I can't
babies?
Imagine what they would use it for, though.
For guys who had...
Who want to have babies?
Who didn't have either
you
one,
keep semen
right?
for that.
All right. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
I don't know what you use the testicle for.
Well, wait a second. First off, it's illegal, isn't it?
For there to be a market in organs is illegal, but there are markets in organs around the world, so...
That's right.
Sounds weird.
It doesn't sound right to me. Something's missing. I've never heard of it. What would they use it for? It doesn't even make sense.
Because, if they can just replace it with the plastic one, why can't they just do it for the guy that needs one?
Well,
more importantly, the only thing you're going to gain from having a testy is testosterone, which you can take supplementally anywhere. Anyway.
Okay, well, let's just, for some reason, say you lost both testicles to testicular cancer. Wouldn't you want a replacement testicle?
You wouldn't want somebody else's genes to be coming at you.
Was that how it would work?
If it could work, that's what would work. And
now I got a movie idea. It involves the Wayans brothers. Black baby. I don't know that I get a testicle transplant and I have a black baby.
Yeah, perfect.
And it turns out it's Marlon's Wayans
kid.
Yeah. Drew, would that happen?
I don't know that there's such a thing as a testicular transfer. I don't think there is, but never heard of that.
Wait, where'd he hear about this?
All right. Thomas, where'd you hear about this?
Well, it came on the internet as a pop-up, and they're offering that. I guess women can donate their eggs for $10,000.
No.
Yeah, you can donate your eggs, but Thomas, donating your sperm is not donating your testes.
I understand that. They want the testicle. They want one. And they're
gonna what do they do with it?
See that they didn't give you details. They just they gave you the pop up. I went to it. And they want your information. They want.
Well, look. Once they give you $40,000. They take your nuts. Who cares? They want to play badminton with it. It's their business. Once
exactly.
you get the $40,000.
Thank you.
All right. I don't. Listen, Thomas. Thomas, you should be looking for a third nut instead of losing one you have. And here's the other thing too. I really this euphemism of donate. For $10,000, what else do you donate for $10,000?
Yourself.
Like, hey, I'm donating my car to a charity for $10,000.
Yes, yeah.
You're selling, everybody. You're not donating. I don't have a dictionary in front of me, but I can tell you, donate means give away.
You're harvesting and selling.
Right.
Yes, you're selling.
That's the closest.
And because people don't want to look at themselves in the mirror after they do this and they want to feel good about themselves, and the people that are buying it don't want to feel bad, we just euphemistically call it, yes, you just donate. And what if how about a hooker donates a blowjob for $50? everyone can feel good about themselves.
Let's even
right?
make it a little more sacred, call it an offering.
Yeah, it's called an offering.
A testicular offering.
Testicular offering, $40. We start the bidding at $40. You don't donate an egg for $10,000.
You offer.
That's right. You know, Busy, it strikes me, your eggs could probably fetch top dollar.
On eBay?
Anywhere. You know what I mean? You got good genes.
I have good, strong genes.
Let me see your gums. Oh, good. Yeah,
I've got good teeth.
You're looking at a horse.
Got good gums.
The worst part is I did it.
Got good.
Like,
this big blue
pathetic.
Eyes. Sharp, smart, you know, talented.
A little compassionate.
Really, compassionate, got everything, got a little rebel in her. Mm. I like that. That egg could be worth something.
No.
Yeah,
you
no.
could be her egg agent.
Yeah, let me represent your eggs. Let me go out.
But then with women, there's a chance that you can be sterile after the procedure, I think.
Well,
my friend was doing research for a short story she was writing in college.
Yeah, but not really. The bigger problems are when you hyperstimulate the ovaries, they can outstrip their blood supply and die if
you're
removed, that kind of thing.
Oh, my God.
And then we don't really know the long-term consequence. It doesn't seem to be that big a deal, but there may be ovarian cancer and that kind of thing in the future.
I don't think so, Adam. I'd like to represent you. I could be good, too, because I'd really put the screws to people. I'd be like, you don't know, yeah, $70,000, you think's a lot. Because I got some Arab oil guys coming by in about 20 minutes who say they got the cash on them. So this ship's going to sail pretty soon. Give you 5 minutes to think about it. Beautiful blonde, can't do better than this. Yeah, I could really push. I could show them the eggs. Open the briefcase. Show them the eggs. Please don't handle the eggs. Remember, you break the eggs.
Spill them out.
You break it. You bought it. That's my whole thing.
It's horrifying.
Right.
It's like Finding Nemo.
Beth.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You're 19.
Hi, is this Dr. Drew?
Yep.
Yeah, it's one of us.
Oh.
What's up?
Okay.
What's up?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I just want to say hi to Adam and hi to Busy.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. Anyway, I have a decent sex life and whatnot. My boyfriend is 20, which I don't know. He's probably not that experienced, and I have a feeling that I'm a little bit more experienced than he is.
Mm-hmm.
But when we have intercourse, either like anally or just regular, mm-hmm. I have to stimulate myself in order to orgasm.
Hmm.
Well, that would be no surprise with the
anal sex, really.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
Well, it's good. You know, it's just that, like, any time, like, I cannot come until, like, I, like, actually stimulate my clit.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. All right. I like to represent your eggs. Because here's someone who's got, like, a predisposition to anal, which I think I could sell to a certain market.
That's a genetic sort of proclivity.
It's a strength in certain cultures.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. Yeah. Beth?
Yeah.
What do you look like?
I don't, brunette, like 5'7". 6'5".
5'6". Mm-hmm. What's your degree of education?
My degree of education?
Where did you stop? High school, junior college,
four-year degree? I'm in college right now, actually.
Junior college?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to hurt. Okay. You just knocked $8,000 off the thing.
Well, I'm in college right now, so.
You're junior college.
Regular college?
Regular college, yeah.
Like university?
UW.
Right, yeah.
Sweet.
You're going to Wisconsin, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. You put three back on. Not the full eight. It's not a real college.
I increased my eggs by like $20,000 now.
Wait a minute. Are you UW Madison or like Green Bay?
Stout.
Stout?
Stout.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that one, so it's...
All right, Drew hasn't heard of it. We got to knock $1,500 off.
You and I went all over Wisconsin. We had like five of those schools, remember?
We did. All right, so Beth, you're fine. That's the way it should go.
That's all right.
Wait, how old are you two?
19.
I'm 19.
You're ahead of the curve by the virtue of the fact that you can have an orgasm with intercourse. That's unusual.
That's unusual at 19?
Yes.
Yeah, and all those girls that say that they have screaming orgasms to you are lying.
That's right.
Well,
Most of them are.
I have really good orgasms, like if he gives me oral sex, but the only thing is he can't go, like, hard enough or long enough or anything to
invest
make
invest in some toys. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Say it's busy.
You sound great.
He can't go hard enough or long
enough?
I think
you're great.
Right, yeah.
The girl talks settled it. That's it.
All right.
What are we going to add to that?
What's his problem? He loses his erection?
No, he comes. Like, he just goes really quickly.
All right.
He's 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's at his peak right now. I'm not going to reach my peak until I'm 40. Jeez, I'm going to be really crazy then.
Look, aren't finals coming up or something? They need to... Is there any studying that goes on? Is it all just anal sex and self-stimulation that goes on in college? Why don't you crack a book?
I will. Thanks.
All right. And look, if you don't want him to go off so fast, pull it out of the bunghole. All right? You know what I'm... It's a
you know
grip.
What?
It feels like a thousand fingers clinging onto a roller coaster bar. It really does. Loosen it up just a little bit.
All right.
1,000 fingers all hanging on to the same roller coaster
white
bar.
White knuckling.
That's right. That's what the anus feels like. Of course.
Yeah.
Got to slow it down just a little bit. I'll tell you, when I'm selling her eggs, I'm going to need her to be quiet. That's my
Busy or Beth?
Beth.
Hey, not
Beth.
Me.
Busy can talk. She's smooth. Beth, I'm just going to... You sit there and look pretty, baby. I'll do the talking. Don't worry about which college. I'll figure it out. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do my representing. All right. Busy Phillips is here tonight. White Chicks is the name of her movie. It is, you've seen it all over the place. The Wayans brothers star in it. We'll take and I hear Busy steals the show. That's what I hear. That's what
rumor on the street.
Word on the street.
Word on the street.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Ugh. Love line.
Very enthusiastic. Hey, everybody.
Get me out of here. Reading this crappy copy. Can't anyone write anything, for Christ's sake?
No.
Not that can be spoken.
Jesus Christ, you hacks out there. Would you? Okay. All right. Don't get me going. Hey, look, I've been doing this for 10 years. If anyone ever hands me something and says, read it, it's always like, God, this sucks. All right, what are we going to do? How are we going to fix this? How is it not going to seem like just complete, just flaming junk? And, all right, let's go. Let's get the
there
show.
There we go.
Let's
there
do the
go.
Show. Break let's break it down. Let's go now. Busy Phillips.
Woo-hoo.
Busy Phillips in studio tonight. Yeah. White Chicks, name of the film. Big movie.
Wednesday night.
Seen it everywhere.
Yeah.
Saw the terminal.
Oh, you did?
Not nuts about it.
Yeah.
A lot of holes. Yeah. A lot of just weird stuff.
Yeah.
If you'd seen it, and we could talk about it.
I saw Dodgeball over the weekend.
Heard that was funny.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not as funny as White Chicks.
I saw Around the World in 80 Days.
Oh, yeah?
How was it?
We have kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kids movie?
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't mind that kind of junk, though. The kids probably enjoyed it, right?
Yeah. It was like New York Minute. Same kind of thing.
Ooh, that bad, huh?
Same kind of thing.
Drew, the kiss of death on New York Minute. Put him in Olsen. That could be it for the Olsen twins.
No.
Oh, yeah. No. Let me tell you something. If you're listening, if the Olsen twins' parents are listening, get busy. You got to get started with some more twins. These ones have burnt out. These horses have run. You got to...
I think they're going to go to college and make big comebacks.
They don't have... They don't have anything.
They have an empire of billions of dollars.
But they don't...
More money than you and I will ever see these girls
I know,
have.
But do they possess any discernible talent?
Perhaps. Maybe when they go to Yale and Harvard, it will come out.
All right. Well, maybe they'll blossom. I'm guessing we're done with them.
I don't think so.
Well, the good news is it doesn't matter. They have an empire. They have billions of dollars.
Right.
No, they should just relax and try to be sane. Yes? Not going to happen. All right. Drew, I don't mean this is a huge knock, but I don't know that they have any discernible talent other than being them.
They're them.
And that may be enough for a while.
They're sort of models. Right, people like to see how they dress, get pictures of them and stuff.
Yeah, but that's
they're very attractive, and there's two of them.
And the acting thing may blossom, like Busy says.
They're very attractive to teenagers and the tweens.
I think you can call
maybe not you. You're like little bit older.
Old. No, I'd like the, I think you could definitely call them cute in sort of in a sort of kitschy kind of way. But I don't think they're going to blossom into great beauties. They're 5'1".
Maybe one of them will.
Yeah, maybe one of them will make the movie like 6'1". All right. Stop defending the Olsen twins. I'm not bagging on them. I'm just saying I'm wondering, they got a ton of money in the bank. Maybe
they'll go behind the camera. That's something they're
interested in. That would be nice. Yeah. All right. Let's talk to Ty. And here's the whole thing, too. Let me just say this. You know, people do this whole thing where they go like, America's in love with... Jennifer Lopez, America's in love, obsessed with the Olsen twins. How come they put out a huge movie and nobody goes? I mean, yeah, but no. They're obsessed.
Because they're obsessed with their personal lives. They're obsessed with what they're wearing when they're going to the grocery store.
I just mean if people, if J-Lo's a mega star that everybody's obsessed with, how come she craps out 3 movies in a row, nobody goes?
Because they're terrible movies.
Well, but we're obsessed. Or maybe we're not. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, America's in love with the Olsen twins. How come America didn't go see the movie? I don't know. I think it's just sort of hype on hype, and it's people, and it's us, and it's Entertainment Tonight, and it's Pat O'Brien, and I think they just stir the cauldron. But at the end of the day,
really
I'm not
empty.
Sure who really cares.
The cauldron's empty, Adam.
That's right. That's right. All right. I'm going to cook up a good backseat for you before the night's over, Busy.
I look forward to it.
Ty?
Yes.
You're 21?
21.
What's up?
I'm having a confliction with a couple of strippers.
Confliction.
Right. What does that mean?
All right.
Is that a word?
It's a mix, I guess, between an affliction and a conflict.
Yeah. It is if you're Don King. White guys can't pull off those kind of words. We got to stick to the dictionary. We can't make our own words up.
All right.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm dating this one stripper right now. She's.
Wait a minute. I'm going to have an epileptic seizure.
I know, me too.
It's driving me nuts. I'm really going to have a seizure. Drew, you have to put your wallet in my mouth because I'm going to swallow my tongue.
What's with the swallowing the tongue stuff, by the way?
I'm going to swallow it.
You going to do it? Try it.
When I have my seizure.
Have a seizure, I see.
When I have the seizure, then I'm going to swallow my tongue.
I think that goes down with secondhand smoke.
Swallowing the tongue?
Yeah.
When I have a seizure and I'm choking on my own tongue, you won't be laughing. Ty? Okay. You're dating two strippers.
Oh, I'm dating one right now. I would like to date a different one.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. Let me explain my situation here. I'm dating one, and she's great, and she treats me very well, and, I didn't like the fact that I was dating her.
Here, take my wallet. Quick.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead, Ty.
But, the sex is great. Everything's just fine. but I'm attracted to her.
Is he offended?
But we don't have a whole lot in common.
All right, well, date the other one then.
Okay, well, the other one is the same.
Yeah, I'm bored. And I'm going to go nuts with that ticking in the background. Look, all right, you're dating strippers. You're 21. Big
Very
deal.
Cool.
Go have fun.
Pick one. It's not that big of a deal.
I got a dilemma. I got two strippers. She's really, the sex is great. Yeah, hold on. Let me write this down. Great sex. Oh, what? Not a lot in common.
Not a lot in common.
But great sex is really hot. Now, the other one, just go date the one you want.
We can talk for hours.
Yeah. Just go do whatever you want. All right. It was really, Ty, it was really the ticking that was driving me insane. Yeah, it was clicking. Christina?
Hello?
Whoa, the phone line.
That's better.
Hi.
Hey, you're 19. What's happening?
Oh, my God. I can't believe I won. Oh, my God.
Yeah!
Woo! I love you. You are hilarious.
Yeah, baby doll.
I love you guys.
All right, all right.
So here's my question, okay?
All right.
I went down on my boyfriend.
Yeah!
Woo! Not this past weekend, but the last Saturday before that, so it's been a little over 2 weeks, okay? And this question is for Dr. Drew.
Hey, all right.
I had a sore in my mouth, okay? And I didn't know...
Woo! Yeah!
I didn't know you could transmit... oral herpes to the genital. Is that right, Adam? I mean,
you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you certainly can.
Okay. Well, it's been 2 weeks now, and what happened was I thought he had it because he got a viral ear infection right after, and I didn't know that's what it was. He went to the hospital, and that's
what'd you do with his ear?
Because I know the symptoms. He got really, really sick right after. But my question is, how long is the incubation time, or how long before we're clear? Because he has no idea about it. You know what I mean?
How do you know? Well, now, wait a minute. What was the illness that he got after the event?
He had a viral ear infection, and I thought it was from...
Sometimes the herpes will initially present as a viral appearing illness, almost even with a meningitis picture. Sometimes.
Why with the ear, though? What about the ear?
He probably had red ears, because of any virus, you can get red eardrums.
Well, they went to the hospital.
That's because they didn't have a doctor. The guy looked at his ears, and did you talk about the herpes issue with the doctor there?
Yeah, over the PA.
No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, see, and so they...
He had dizziness. He had a fever. He was just, he had body aches all over. He was just, but this is like, I mean, like this happened on Sunday night. He started getting sick.
I'm just saying that can happen sometimes and followed by the rash within 2 weeks.
Did he have any breakout or any rash?
No, nothing like that. Nothing in that sense or anything.
Then hopefully that's it. It's usually, you're out of the woods within 2 weeks.
Wait, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between, like, oral herpes and just a cold sore, or is it the same thing?
It's basically the same thing.
Oh.
Or can be the same thing.
It was inside my mouth, though. It wasn't on the outside. And I have one more question before you let me go.
Go ahead.
We had sex right after, and I'm on the depot shot, so we had unprotected sex. And I haven't felt anything. Now, would that be transmitted to me? You know what I'm saying? Even though we had unprotected sex.
If he were having an active outbreak, he could produce enough virus to inoculate you again.
Bitten by your own snake.
Smitten and bitten.
Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's really interesting.
But she's saying, but could she do it immediately?
No,
she could,
unlikely.
Because
no.
She's saying they had the intercourse immediately after oral
sex.
It's
not enough virus for that. Because she's
but at some point, be careful.
She is somewhat protected against her own virus. It's controlled. Otherwise, it would break out all over the place, right?
Yeah.
So it sort of controls it. But
it's like when I like my own farts.
Huh?
Like, you know, when you're farting a car and you do that.
Yeah. Wave. It's like the virus.
It's like that, right?
Yeah, right.
I like it.
Precisely.
It's good.
Yes, she likes her own virus.
Right.
And she can contain
it. That's how the body is. Otherwise,
but if he were suddenly
out.
Producing, tremendous, much higher concentration than a new outbreak, that could then inoculate
her. You're saying, let me just get this straight, if an
Now just go along with me. You have an open lesion in your mouth.
Okay, I do.
Yes,
yes.
You do.
Well, I do, interestingly.
You perform oral on me.
No, I'm not. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, you do. I turn around.
The keister?
And terrible.
And keister you.
Yeah.
Am I going to spread whatever you had in your mouth into your keister?
Very unlikely.
Very unlikely, although 2 weeks later, after I have the outbreak,
then it's game on.
Well,
it's not game on.
That's when I desecrate your keister.
Yeah.
Okay.
Permanently.
Permanently.
You leave it scarred and sore.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Every Duke comes out with a notch in it from that point out. You know what I'm saying?
Like a ridge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
V groove.
Had enough of that busy?
I've had enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
She got that good, disgusting look.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. Well, we've covered the zits. We've gotten to the herpes. Gotten to it all. I know we're supposed to take a break, but I'm really on a roll. I feel like I'm on a roll. Busy Phillips here tonight from White Chicks. Now, here's the story. The Wayans brothers are FBI.
Agents, yes.
They're agents.
Mm-hmm.
They need to go undercover.
They have to go way undercover.
They got to go deep cover.
Uh-huh.
And they got to go as blonde chicks.
White chicks. Chicks.
Yeah, blonde. Yeah, white chicks. Right. You know the thing that always strikes me about when guys go undercover as chicks? They get superhuman strength, as if guys could do it. Like, the Wayans brothers are 165-pound guys. When they punch...
145.
All right, skinny. 145.
When they
punch somebody, the guy gets 20 feet of air and flies into a truck windshield. Now, as a guy... You can't punch somebody and send them fly.
As a guy
dressed as a chick, if you punch some guy, he flies 20 feet.
Yeah. Wayans, as himself, you barely feel it.
That's right.
Yeah.
With the blonde wig on.
Superhuman.
Flying.
That's like Wonder Woman. She had, you know.
That's how it works.
It's all in the uniform.
If you're throwing a ball, whatever it is, it's
knocks people over.
Right. Yeah, yeah. That's right.
All right. Hit him with a pillow. Sends
you
them
kill
to the wall.
Him. You will kill him. Yeah. That's right.
You will kill them.
Busy Phillips is here tonight. White Chicks, name of the new movie. She steals the show, by the way. We will take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Busy Phillips here tonight. Dear friend. Busy, what's going on with the social life? You seeing somebody?
Yeah, I've been seeing the same guy forever.
Forever?
Well, I don't know, for a long time.
We talked about this when you were in North Carolina.
We were having problems.
Yeah, yeah.
It was
hard.
Long distance relationship for 2 years. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
It was tough.
It's tough. Gone Drew and I,
a lot of phone fights.
Him being here is the hard part. If he would leave,
we just consummated. You know,
but now you're back. Now you're back in town. And you guys are getting along, right?
Yeah, it's good.
All right,
it's nice to see him.
What's he do?
He's an actor.
Mm-hmm.
He's just starting out.
All right.
Goes on auditions a lot. I know. It's a pain.
Adam doesn't audition.
Oh.
No, so offer painful. Only for Adam.
So
only.
Painful.
Offer only.
So painful.
Yeah, it's tough. And he works at a Starbucks.
No.
Yeah.
Which
actually,
one?
I got to say.
Now
which
because,
one?
The one on South Beverly in Charleville.
Charleville.
Now people are like going to go stalk him.
Yeah. Drew's going Hills. Over there to get himself a freebie. Drew.
He'll give you one.
Engineer Chris's brother works at a Starbucks in like a Monrovia.
I have to say,
to get free coffee.
He just got his health insurance
it's
just
only
kicked
30
in.
Miles out of his way. Yeah.
Do you guys know? Everybody talks about like the great health insurance at Starbucks. It's unbelievable. It's way better than mine from SAG.
Really?
And SAG has some of the best health insurance
SAG
in the world.
SAG is amazing. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He gets like free chiropractic exams,
really?
Free acupuncture, like complete
dental,
complete dental.
Wow.
Psychologist, you can go see a full mental health taken care of.
Charge
it's insane.
$9 for a cup of coffee. I guess they pass along to the employees.
Well, it's and you only have to work there like 20 hours a week or something to qualify for it.
Wow.
I'd like to quit my job and get a gig like at Ben and Jerry's or Starbucks or one of these companies.
Home Depot. I could see you at Home Depot.
These companies that cares. Home Depot, I would not fit in because of my communication skills. Yeah, there'd be a little trouble with Home Depot. A, I speak English, and B, I'm not part of the criminally insane. Listen, I don't know if they advertise on the show, but it is virtually impossible to utilize a Home
Depot
Starbucks. In the Los Angeles area.
Starbucks
there's only like one.
Do me a favor, anybody. Try calling the Hollywood Home Depot. See what happens. See if you can talk to somebody.
Oh, yeah, there's two.
See if they can find something out. There's a bunch of them.
There's that one on Hollywood, and then there's
on
the one over in Marina Del Rey.
Who are you talking to?
I don't know, you.
Okay.
All right.
I'm telling you, I know where they all are.
Okay.
All right.
They can't be as useless as the people from Kinko's.
No, they're much. They're much worse.
It's not possible.
Listen, picture the people from Kinko's if they did not speak English as a first language and they suffered severe head damage like from a tire iron. Now,
oh, no.
and they were spun around. Here's basically you want to think Home Depot employees. Here's what you got to think. You know, at halftime of the softball game where they do that thing where they put their forehead down on a bat, and they spin around a bunch of times, and then they chug a beer and they try to make it to first base. The picture someone doesn't speak English trying to do that,
yes.
And that's the help you get at the Home Depot. And look, I'm not, you know, I wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. Their employees are borderline retarded.
But the Starbucks looks like it's a fun socially party.
Starbucks,
all the time.
Yeah, that's a different thing.
There we go.
They know coffee.
There you go. Starbucks is great.
All right.
Now, on to coffee.
I just happen to like, I like the commercials where they show the guy with the salt and pepper hair explaining the plumbing fixture to the guy who's nodding feverishly. Go down to the Hollywood Home Depot, see if you can find the guy with the salt and pepper
hair. I think Home Depot's here are much different than the Home Depot's in Scottsdale, Arizona.
I would pray for the good people of Scottsdale that is so. I would pray, because here's the reality. Los Angeles is almost unusable now.
But hardware has its own para-culture, you know, para-reality. You know what I mean? Epi-reality. The people that work in hardware stores?
Yes.
Unique types. Anyway.
Here's what I want to say about Los Angeles. If you want to go to Home Depot or you want to go to the 76 station, unusable. Everything is unusable. It is now Calcutta, Bangladesh. It is now just some bazaar in the Middle East that is 100 years old. Just goats and people of all nationalities screaming at each other. I hear chickens in the background. Go to the Hollywood Home Depot and try to go get something.
I bought my grill there.
Go there. Go there and order something. That's it. This is going to be funny. Go to the Hollywood Home Depot and try to order something. Go try. See if you can find someone who speaks English. See if you can find someone who doesn't give you the stink eye. See if you can find anybody. Go try. Anybody.
It must be different for me.
Go over there. See what you can find. See if you. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what I do. I will blindfold you. I'll take you to the Hollywood Home Depot on blindfold. You tell me where you are. You tell me what country. You tell me if you're in a third world country or an industrialized country.
Go over there and find out.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Listen, here's the thing about Los Angeles. It's sort of unusable now. It's now just turned into a crazy third world country where everyone's on their own. As people with mopeds. It's sort of like Thailand meets Mexico now. It's unusable. We can't use it anymore. I don't know what to do. I'm going to Scottsdale.
You're going to go. Yeah.
Your parents have an extra room?
Of course.
Did they have your old room?
No, they moved out of my childhood home.
Couldn't move some of the junk back in?
No. They ditched it all. They sent it to me in Los Angeles. It was horrifying. Don't ever do that to your children.
Why?
All
right.
Because they moved it. They upgraded to a nice house with a mountain view. And
all right. I'm going
out.
Picked all my stuff out.
You're done.
I was done.
I'm going to Scottsdale. I'm going to live with the Phillips family.
It's like sink or swim.
They give me a nickname like Nappy or Jackie.
At the Scottsdale Home Depot?
My dad would take you to the Scottsdale Home Depot.
Oh, I couldn't imagine. I could not imagine what that would look like. Jeff?
Yeah.
You're 26?
Yep.
What's happening?
Alcohol. This is for Dr. Drew. Been an alcoholic since I was 16. In and out of AA and rehab. Was sober for a little over a year, and then relapsed.
Mm-hmm.
I've been not drinking now for about the last month. I was curious what Dr. Drew thought about other programs besides AA, in particular Rational Recovery.
Yeah, Rational Recovery, SOS, the SMART.
What is Rational Recovery?
These are all basically the same kinds of processes, but without some of the spiritual elements that...
What I've read from Rational Recovery, it's very anti-AA. It's pretty much do it on your own. It has a kind of like a course you can take on the internet, and then you've got some books and tapes you can get, but...
There are behavioral programs out there. In my experience, and other people may have different experience, that people that do behavioral programs eventually end up in some sort of 12-step-like process. Because really, 12-step, all it is therapy in a structured procedure.
Yeah. A lot of people, they get pissed off about the God stuff.
Yeah, and the God stuff is really just to get you to stop trying to control things. When you've been in a trauma growing up as a child, you forever after that try to control your environment to prevent future trauma, and you got to let go of that. And that's really all the basis of the God stuff is. And for some people, it's something very, very elaborate. For other people, it's just that, just letting go.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Whatever works. I you know, in terms of what works, you know, let's put it this way: the review agencies for hospitals and organizations like that, you have to have a 12-step basis because that's what works.
What's that mean? The review agencies?
They're like your Joint Commission on Hospital Accreditation and the state review organizations. But if you're gonna have an accredited program, mm-hmm. you've got to have a 12-step model. Basically, you got to have some of that there, if not all of it.
Can you have 10 steps?
No.
No. It's got to be 12. Remember we talked about those step where they call me up and apologize for getting weird on me when they were drunk? Mm-hmm. We can't just nix that one.
That one's, what is that one about?
I don't like that one.
It always creeps me out, too.
Have you ever had that one?
Yeah, I have, actually. Had somebody do that to me.
Busy, it's Rob. Hey, we need to talk. Yeah.
Was the guy's name Rob? Evidently.
Yeah, I know. And it's always like, you always get defensive. Like, it's all right.
Yeah, no, it's fine. No, it's fine.
It's not all right.
Yeah.
It's not all right.
Just listen.
I did some things that were pretty out of line. I'm not proud of, okay? But I'm taking inventory now. It's like, here's what it is. You know how uncomfortable you felt 2 years ago when I got loaded and came on to you? It's going to be a different kind of rape now, but it's still going to hurt.
That's the point. That's not proper amends.
Well, tell them that. We're going to take a quick break. Busy Phillips here from White Chicks. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Busy Phillips is in studio tonight. She's the steam sealing blonde from White Chicks, new Wayne's Brothers movies. They got to go undercover as White Chicks in order. They're good FBI agents, right?
But it's actually pretty interesting because they go undercover as specific white chicks.
Uh-huh.
It's not just like white chicks in general. There are actually two actresses that they sort of play.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it makes it a little bit more interesting.
So
they had to make the prosthetics and stuff they made to look like these girls.
Wow.
Yeah, Maitland Ward and Annie Dudek are their names. And they're really beautiful girls, but they're very tall and like sort of Amazonian.
Do they look like them?
Marlon sort of makes a better girl just because he's very slight and he has like sort of softer features. Sean looks like Shrek.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good look.
It is a good look.
Sean's
so broad.
They do that thing where they go, you know, whenever they do the behind the scenes thing, it's like 6 hours in the makeup.
Oh, it was insane.
Oh.
I felt, yeah, I mean.
I used to do some stuff at the Man Show every once in a while, like put on a fake mustache, be like, after about 18 minutes, be like, I can't handle it.
I'm a girl who enjoys doing my hair and makeup and looking pretty and going out, and I can't stand how long it takes to do hair and makeup for TV and movies. I can't imagine doing 6 hours of prosthetics every day.
Oh, when they talk about like Jim Carrey with the Grinch that stole Christmas,
and
he'd have to be in the chair at 5 a.m.
These boys, Marlon and Sean, some days
hold on. You can't call the black guys boys anymore. it's bad.
Call everyone boys. All right, these men.
Yeah, men.
No, that doesn't work right there. But anyway, Marlon and Sean.
Call them homies. Say my homies.
No.
My
N-words. I will not.
You can say my N-words.
No.
But you can't say my you can't say boys. It's really.
Shut up.
I've spoken to them.
So you know all about it.
I don't mean the Wayans brothers per se, but I mean the black man.
You don't know the Wayans brothers.
I'm down with the Wayans brothers. I know the Wayans brothers.
You do.
Yes,
I did comedy. Right?
Yes.
Stand-up.
Back in the day.
And
no,
I was trying to say
that some days they would only get like 2-hour turnarounds, and they would go home, they would finish shooting and get all the makeup off. Because
that's
a process.
Why would they bother taking it off?
Well, because it cracks at the end of the day. They had to do new prosthetics every single day.
Really?
Because it would crack and around their eyes and their lips.
And really, 2 hours they needed to be back on the set?
I mean, it was insane, yeah.
Could they just lie on their back and be
asleep? They did. That's what, after a while, they sort of got used to the process and they could, I think they could kind of nap through it. But it was insane. They would sleep whenever they could because they were... They were never sleeping.
I'm getting hard thinking about
it. It was exhausting.
Well, imagine the complaining I would do.
Oh, you should. You never really heard him in North Carolina. It was something else.
I heard him a little bit.
Oh yeah, but you get him at the peak, the right moment of the pickup in the morning at 6:30.
Yeah.
We don't care. You're getting paid, Adam.
Not enough.
That's when you fire the agent.
That was part of the problem.
I think I'm firing Drew. Actually,
so he blamed me for sending him out there.
Yeah,
and then complained that he should have gotten 10.
You know,
more.
You guys. Truthfully, I think you're the. I think I'm the reason why you guys came out to do that because I pitched a show idea to the producers that Adam and Drew came to the college.
Oh, that's nice. You can blame Busy. See, instead of me.
So you can blame me, Adam.
Well, it's
I'm the reason
to blame
why
Busy.
You made that.
No,
$2.50 to come to North Carolina.
I had a problem because as you know, we did that thing where they say you're going to get on Sunday morning flight. There's like a 9 a.m. flight or something that leaves at LAX too. And then I said, I have trouble at the airport. I said to the producers, I said, now when are we taping? We're taping Monday morning. I said, okay, well, what time are we flying out? It was Sunday, 8:30 a.m., something like that. I said, then what? That's so early. Why am I flying out so early? Well, there's an 8:30 a.m. flight, and then there's like a 2:30 p.m. flight, and then that's the last flight.
Right.
So if you don't make the 2:30 flight, you have to charter your own plane, and we're not going to be able to, whatever. So we'll put you on the 8:30. And I said, nah, put me on the 2:30. And I said, all right, but if you miss it, you have to pay for your own chartered plane to North Carolina. And I was like, put me on 2:30. We're fine. It was Sunday, which is the day of the L.A. Marathon.
Oh, my God.
And the entire city was closed down.
Oh, my God.
And I'm standing. Now, the car, we got. This is comedy. It is now. It's okay. So, like, that whole thing is echoing my head of them going.
Of course.
If you don't make the 2:30 flight, as a matter of fact, I think they needed like a written voucher that said, if you do not make the 2:30 at your own expense, you will charter a flight to North Carolina. I said, just done, fine. I can get to the airport by 2 o'clock. I ain't worried about it. So, okay, we'll have the car pick you up at noon. Fine, be plenty of time. Guy calls at like 11:30. He's like, I'm running a little late. Then it's like 10 to 12. I've hit a little marathon traffic. Now it's like 12:15, 12:30. He's not going to make it. I live up in the Hollywood Hills.
Right.
LAX is where it is, and the entire marathon is between me and the airport, and the whole goddamn city is shut down for 9 hours while people prove something to themselves. Now it's like, this guy's not showing up. I'm looking at my watch. It's like, it's 1:35. I'm like, I start screaming at my wife, get down here. Which is what? Go, we're going to the airport. Drive down the hill, get to the Hollywood Freeway. It's like, it's bumper to bumper.
Oh,
and so you can't go around, you can't go through. The streets are all closed off. I need an airplane to get to the airport. It's not going to happen. I'm just thinking, I paid for the, I'm like a maniac.
Plane.
Turn back around, I'm going nuts. And the whole time I'm thinking, I'm going to kill Drew. I was thinking, it's Sunday. What am I doing? I didn't want to go here. What's in North Carolina? I was going nuts.
Yes.
Missed the flight.
And then,
by the way,
Shoot on Monday.
No, did shoot on Monday.
You did
shoot on Monday. My assistant, God bless her, made some kind of crazy backup thing for like 4 o'clock. There was another flight or some sort of coverage thing, and I ended up just making my backup flight that the Dawson's Creek people said didn't exist.
Right. They often did that.
So that's what I do. And by the way, God bless this business. The first one is 8:30. That's the last one going out. And then it's like, well, it's 2:30, but there was a third one that was 2 hours
later. And
there
was a red eye, too.
That I ended up making. Yeah, it's great. I should sue them because I lost 10 years and almost got a divorce to scream at my wife on the freeway. I'm like, I got the to Dawson's Creek. I got a chart. I was picturing myself like a seaplane. Like I paid for the Spruce Goose, you know? Like, I'm actually sitting in the captain's. I'm in the co-pilot's chair, and there's no one else in the plane. Right. A drunken Jim Backus is flying. I'm just sitting there. Yes, it's $33,000 for one way to North Carolina. And we'll have to land on the ocean. It was crazy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, crazy. And then I started to hate the L.A. Marathon.
Well, then you start yelling at me.
Then I started yelling at Drew.
$50,000 for you.
That's right. That's
the first thing in the morning, every morning, in that misty rain that they
have.
Oh,
God.
That's right.
And the bad food. I know all about it.
That's right. Oh.
No, I don't want to get you started. Okay, I'm sorry I brought it up.
Worst food in show business.
I'm sorry I brought it up.
The creek, it's like they got the food from the actual creek. Oh, Sam?
Hey.
You're 22. Hold on a second. Drew, about the only thing you can look forward to when you shoot something is the food, right?
Except there seems to be some sort of a spirit that's evolving where you've got who can have the crappiest.
Something went horribly.
Means you're the best show.
Then Dawson's Creek would still be on the air by those standards.
I don't know. I think 6 Feet Under is like a fantastic show, and I was shooting once on the lot that they use, and I walked by their craft service, and I literally...
good.
Stopped and
it was good.
Picked
okay.
something up.
Right.
It was awesome.
Oh, okay.
Looked
right.
so good.
Something happened with Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, North Carolina. Well, they had that big, that they threw everything in that big,
something.
What would they call that? Where they threw everything in that big
an
boiler?
Asshole.
The crab.
Something.
I don't know.
Horrible.
Remember
that?
What it's called.
Over there.
It's like potatoes and crawfish
and corn
everything. And everything.
They had a name for it.
Disaster.
But those are the Teamsters who were making that.
Oh, yeah.
Sam?
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Oh, no. That was a good part. What's up? You're 22.
You know, I was sitting here, I play D2 college football,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sitting here, and I don't play, I really suck, guys. they put me in, and I've made the winning touchdown by misreading a play.
No, hold on. What position do you play?
Middle linebacker.
And why did they put you in if you suck?
The starter got hurt.
And what do you mean you misread a play?
Well, it was a screen, but I was supposed to blitz, and I read it wrong to where I intercepted the pass and ran it in.
How far did you run it in?
It was 30 yards, and I won the game.
Well, wait a second. This is last season?
This was last season, but I'm calling because I always had a girlfriend, but she came in, and these two girls, you know, the groupies, so you can imagine what D2 groupies look like, right?
Sure.
And they want to take advantage of me, and
division.
I'm like, hey, I'm all for it. Right. And they did, and I had the best time of my life. It was amazing. What happened was, now it's like I'm sitting here, I want to, you know, pleasure myself.
Liar, whore, and you know it.
What college you got to?
It was Eastern New Mexico.
Yeah, what was the name of your team?
The Aggies.
All right. By the way, no one, if you mention a college that no one's ever heard of, and you just say the Aggies, no one would ever argue with you. Ever. 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 Even
unless
if you said
you're
you went
from Florida or New England.
You went to Harvard and you say, yeah, what is the name? Aggies.
Yeah, Florida.
Right.
I don't know if that would apply.
Sam?
Yes.
All right. So, anyway, you hooked up with some groupies and you got a venereal disease?
I don't know, but it was like little bumps on it. And it's like, you know how you pop a pimple?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, well, I went to my quarterback said, hey, let's just go and get tested. And the lady looked at it and said, oh, no, that's from the rubbing against your pads from your pants. I'm like...
So it's literally like a zit. It's like white stuff comes out of it.
Yes.
Yeah, that is from the sort of lack of oxygen down there and from rubbing, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So there you go.
Well, that you went and talked to the doctor, right?
Evidently.
Okay, don't call us. If you talk to the doctor,
right.
I'm saying, and the doctor, we do this all the time.
Sometimes if you want to like sort out opinions, you got multiple conflicting opinions or something. But if you got an opinion that fit, and
Sam,
working.
Yes.
So the doctor said it was like an ingrown.
Well, I don't know. It's just weird because it's I never had it before.
It's fine. It's basically a boil.
Got a loofah.
All right, there, buddy. Bye,
hey, guys.
Good times.
Good times.
Go Aggies.
That.
Go Aggies.
Yes, go Aggies.
All right. You can always tell when the guys are legitimate because you can get people going. All you guys do is just yell their college team, and they get excited. Yeah. You yell.
Yeah, they animate.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember when Why don't we do that gig in Texas and we just say howdy in the entire room and yell howdy at us?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like 2,000 people, and you just go, howdy, and they go, howdy!
No, they go, howdy!
All in unison. Like, yeah. They've been practicing their whole lives.
Texas A&M.
Is that Texas A&M?
And then remember Ohio State?
Go A.
O-H. You'd say O-H, and they'd go, I-O.
Oh, really?
Remember that? And they do the... You took pictures of it.
I was pretty high.
You were.
I was pretty high on most of that stuff. I had to numb myself to go out on stage.
I know. It's tough.
You know what I'm saying?
And then yell at me about having
I couldn't feel
that. Having to travel at all.
That's what I did Dawson's Creek. I was pretty high there. I had to numb myself. Casey?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's happening? Hey.
I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
Yeah, go.
I'm, like, really freaking out because, like, I feel like I'm such a mess. I have an eating disorder.
Yeah.
And I've been symptom substituting this past week with alcohol.
Okay. Did you say symptom substituting?
Yeah, you may not be. Ooh, did I hear something?
What?
It's like a smoke alarm. Mm. You may not be symptom substituting. Maybe you're actually an alcoholic, and that's starting to emerge now. But go ahead.
Okay, why do they call that symptom substituting?
Okay, because I'm bulimic, and so the way I'm bulimic and anorexic, and so the way I symptom substitute is I'll go and drink myself into oblivion, and then I'll wake up. And I won't have binge or purge, and I'll end up skipping both breakfast and lunch from being...
It's another way of regulating affects, regulating feeling states.
Yeah.
All right.
It's all a bid for affect
regulation. But that's symptoms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, yeah. So I won't...
So go ahead.
Okay.
All right.
So, but it's like every time I get drunk, I get like this like insecurity about... I feel like I need to be this like... wild, like, uncontrollable girl, and, like, I end up getting myself in a lot of trouble. And, like, this has always happened. Like, I've been drinking since I was 14, mm-hmm. and, like, I've always gotten myself in trouble. Like,
what does that mean, getting myself in trouble?
Like, okay, I've ended up in the hospital twice for alcohol poisoning, and I got kicked out my senior year from prom for almost getting arrested.
From the prom?
Yeah, prom night.
Wow.
See, to me, this all just adds up to alcoholism.
Yeah.
This is all just you're on drugs, alcohol or whatever, mm-hmm. and you manifest behavior, you develop consequences, and yet you keep that relationship with the substance going. That's
what'd you get kicked out for? What'd you do?
Like, okay, well, we were leaving prom, and I couldn't drive because I was, like, drunk off my ass. And so my friend was driving, but she didn't have her license. She only had her permit. Mm-hmm. And so the cops pulled us over, and my teacher happened to be walking by, mm-hmm. and, like... So
hold on. The cops pulled you over and your teacher went by on foot?
Yes, because you lived in the area.
Wow, that is a rangy teacher.
I know.
Bad times.
Talk about busted. Yeah. It's like, oh my God, is that Mr. Diliberti? Oh, Christ.
And then he felt all obligated to like tell the school, and then I got kicked out.
So you couldn't attend the prom, you mean, the following week?
No, I was at, this was right, leaving prom, like towards the after party.
I know, but... How do you get kicked out of prom when you leave the...
She got kicked out of school.
I thought she said she got kicked out.
I think she got kicked out of school.
All right. Where is she?
Fine.
All right, anyway. Yeah, you're an alcoholic, baby doll.
Yeah, this is alcoholism.
Well, but like, I guess what my question is like, maybe it is alcoholism because that does run in both sides of my family. Like my...
Yep, well, that's the way it works.
There you go.
But like...
And why what?
How do I like... I don't know.
You get that treated.
But, like, I feel like it feeds into my relationship with my parents. Like.
It all does. It all fits together. The whatever chronic trauma you sort of had to endure with your parents that
mm-hmm.
prevented you from developing sufficiently and sort of contributed to the eating disorder is also an environmental experience that predisposed to the activation of your genetic predisposition for alcoholism.
All right.
Boring. You need to get therapy.
Yeah. It's a 12-step. Yeah, you got to get off
treatment.
The booze.
You need treatment. This is with complex situations like that, individual therapy is useful, but you need a comprehensive program. You need multiple disciplines working with you over a very, very structured period of time.
Let me explain something to everybody. Boozing is a privilege, not a right. If you can't handle it, you got to hang it up. Now, the ace man over here, he's a smooth boozer, not a troublemaker.
Well,
you don't see him getting drunk and doing donuts in the parking lot.
No, not that kind of show.
Just going to the old girlfriend says,
"Well, you've done that, but you don't do that anymore yet."
No,
you just get more abusive.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you? Just because I want to talk a little on a plane flight?
No.
Come on.
No, that's the happy drunk Adam.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean I get abusive? I don't get abusive. How dare you? I should abuse you for making that allegation. Drew, now where do you see me drunk? On an airplane, right?
Yeah, and when we go on those college gigs and stuff, and then you abuse me for making you travel at all and go on those things.
Yeah, on the airplane, right?
Or afterwards going back, yeah.
Yeah. Well, just for not getting paid enough.
Yeah.
That's all. That's all. All right, buddy. Let's, how dare you? I'm not an abusive drunk. I'm actually nicer when I'm drunk.
You can be.
Wait a second. What are you talking about? I'm sober now, and I'm meaner now than I am when I'm drunk. I'm a good drunk.
You know what it is? When you get going when you're drunk, you sometimes spiral.
I get going.
Yeah, you get going.
No, like on the airplane? Where am I drunk around you? On the airplane?
All the time. You're always drunk.
When we travel?
Especially when we travel.
Yeah, when we travel.
But
yeah.
No, you would not spiral on a plane because you know the captain would come back and have some words with you.
Nah. Yeah. Captains love me. So. No, just tell me. Where? At the restaurant? Where you go to a restaurant? Come on, Drew. You must be thinking of something
No,
specific.
No, I'm really not. I'm really not.
All right. Well, give it a little thought. We go out. When Drew and I travel, we go out on the road. We go to a restaurant.
Yep.
That's fine, right?
No, it's usually. I guess you're right. Maybe it's the hangover in the morning where you get abusive.
Or driving to the airport at like
driving
6 a.m.
Especially anything early morning.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Sober.
Sobering, yes.
Sober.
Recovering.
Sober.
Yes.
We go out for a nice steak.
Yes,
I have a glass of wine, no problem.
You're at your best.
We get on the plane. We're nice and chatty. Everything's cool. Yes?
Yes.
How dare you?
No, no. Once we're on the plane, you're good. But the getting on the plane can be a problem.
Yeah, but that's the sober part. You see, I need a belt.
Sometimes. Remember that one time you'd had too much sleeping medication?
You mean downers?
Yeah, downers, and we were going to go to Chicago for something.
Yeah, what happened?
I just remember you yelling. Remember? I think we...
Whatever. They had a come.
Yeah.
Misty?
Yeah?
You're 23?
Yes, I am.
What's happening?
It seems like the guys I'm choosing right now, all they are bums.
Stop choosing them.
Huh?
Stop choosing them.
I know. I mean, I've been trying to find somebody with a job and college education.
Yeah. Misty, by the way, we always forget about Misty in our white trash name lineup, but it's just below Cammy.
Yeah.
I actually go by Mimi most of the time.
You know what's another white trash name you don't hear about? Melody.
Yeah.
Melody, Misty, and Cammy. That means, means they put out, but they can get pregnant just through oral sex. And you may get hit with some rock salt at some point in the evening. All right, Misty. And you get hooked up with bad guys.
So you're obviously attracted to bad guys, which is part of the problem.
Guessing your dad was a bad guy.
Right.
Kind of.
Yeah, and that's where that attraction comes from. So how about not going after guys that you're super attracted to? First look at the pedigree.
But, not I mean, the attraction. It's hard for me because it's just like I'm used to it. I mean, the guys that I like, they've been on probation.
Yeah, Misty, it's not that you're used to it. You are attracted to it. You're driven to it. And you've got to not respond to that.
What do you mean, used to it?
Yeah,
you're into it. It's not used to.
I'm used to it. Because it's just like, I don't know.
Well, then, what's the question?
Don't argue with Misty. She's a genius.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and let me explain. Let's try to figure out how things are going. Do you have any kids?
No.
Phew. What are you, sterile?
No.
You have some abortions?
Birth control pills.
You do?
Hey.
All right. That's a good thing. I'm starting to like you even more. And what's your dad do?
He's dead.
All right. What did he do?
He was an alcoholic.
Shocking. And how did he die?
I really don't know.
You don't know?
No.
All right.
There we go.
Yeah, and by the way, you know, it's always great. We got to ask. You always got to ask everything three times. And she was like, what did your dad do? He's dead.
Yeah.
What did he do before he died? Alcoholic. What did he do before he became a... It's like, it could take hours to find out. And actually, if you ask women who call the show what their dad does, it's usually it's about 25 minutes before you find out that they don't know.
Yeah.
Misty?
Yeah.
Your dad, I'm guessing, like me, the alcoholism was a hobby and not an actual gig.
Was he
a taster for the Seagram's company, or did he actually operate a forklift or something?
No, I don't know. He died whenever I was about 3.
So you don't even know what he did for a living?
No.
Your mom never told you?
No.
Never asked?
Sometimes.
And she wouldn't tell you?
She just said he was a no-good bastard.
All right.
Well, good. That kind of framed it for you, because now you only go after no good bastards.
There you go.
Well done, Mom.
And I'll bet she said no count, not no good.
Yeah.
That's why. No
count. No count.
Okay, so that's enough now. So your dad was an idiot, but he couldn't have had that horrible an impact on you because he was gone by the time you were 3, although I'm guessing your mom dated some other guys that weren't so great after he left. True?
Pretty much.
Where's my bourbon?
All right. So... how about you sort of break the cycle of getting hooked up with horrible guys that your mom wasn't able to break, and you hook up with a guy that treats you decently?
Yeah, but there's, like, none out there.
Yeah.
Yep, they're none.
They're
zero.
None. They're all
they're
just...
seeing none.
Look at Engineer Chris
they're
over there.
They're usually married.
He's abusive.
Usually married.
He's, Chris?
No, Chris couldn't be further from married. Yeah. He lives at home, as a matter of fact. What about a nice guy who lives at home? No?
Sure.
Okay, listen. Misty, please stop it with your horrible life. Would you please?
Okay.
Just go find a regular guy.
It doesn't have to be the way you made it.
You've created it this way. Good guys are married. Everyone else is abusive. That's what you're used to. Come on. Stop all that. Just go find a nice guy. Would you please? And stop making your retarded proclamations about they're all married. They're all used. Please.
And
just
don't sabotage.
Don't sabotage. Find a decent guy, okay, that treats you right.
It's just so hard.
I know. It's hard. I know. But look, here's the thing. I know we got to go break. If you just say no every time, then just forget it. Just don't do it.
I think that the secret is that each time you find a guy that's slightly less...
Abusive.
Right.
And then...
You wean yourself
slowly. That's what I think you should do.
No.
Could take 20 years.
We're gonna take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back after this.
No.
Hey, yo, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dylan Walsh in here tomorrow night from Nip Tuck. Busy Phillips in here tonight from White Chicks. And that was a Nip Tuck thing.
Oh.
And it's back. It takes a second for Anderson to, you know, find the stuff.
Right.
Bitch!
I'm on the computer, sorry.
He's on the computer. That's cool. And we'll get back to the phones. Drew told me during the commercial where when I spazzed out at the airport, it was us doing Jenny Jones 7 years ago.
Yeah.
I think it was that long ago.
Might have been longer.
Yeah. And they said they were going to fly us first class out from L.A. to Chicago to do Jenny Jones. And we got there, and they said, nah, we got you down for coach. And I said, I'm going home. And I started to go home, and they got me into first class, which I didn't want them to do. I wanted to go home.
You wanted to go home.
Drew flew coach. But the thing is I was leaving.
Yeah.
I wanted to go home. I couldn't wait to go home. I was fantastic. And looking back on the whole experience, don't you wish you'd gone home with me, Drew?
Of course.
Thank you. All right. But I wouldn't call that a scene. They just said they're flying me first class.
Yeah.
All right. Jessica?
Uh-huh.
It was a little bit uncomfortable.
All right. But look, they lied. You're 21. What's up? And Drew was in coach. What's happening, baby doll?
I had two questions for you.
Right.
The first one, I have endometriosis, but I didn't know what the chances are of still being able to have a kid.
Mm-hmm. It can affect fertility, and one of the sort of recommendations that are usually made to people that have endometriosis is to get pregnant before 30, because mm-hmm. you fall off really quickly after 30. What's the matter with you have endometriosis?
No, I don't
you look
think
a little worried.
I heard that there were chances that that you would have a difficult pregnancy, or that you just wouldn't be able to have
Didn't I just say that?
They would like you to get pregnant before 30 for that reason.
Wait,
for
what is endometriosis again?
It's basically uterine tissue that gets outside the uterus.
Yeah.
I saw this special about this woman who had triplets. It was called Born Against All Odds, was the name of the show. This woman had triplets and then was having horrible abdominal cramping. Went to the doctor and they found a fourth baby floating in her body.
Yeah.
Really?
That happens, yeah.
Just
floating.
Got loose somewhere?
He lived.
They were able to...
Yes, born against all odds.
Oh, turn out to
they extracted all the three little girls, and then there was a little boy floating outside the womb, and they got him out, and he lived.
Where?
He was like 2 pounds. It was in London.
Where a Lifetime show?
It was Discovery Channel.
Discovery. Mm-hmm. Good station. Where do you... when you get outside the womb, where are you?
You're in the peritoneum. You're floating in the
guts. Just in her
you're
body.
It could be the pelvis. I think you're out in the.
Wouldn't stomach acid and you could get into the stomach part?
No, that's outside the body.
Oh, that's right.
It's just like in between all the organs being squished.
Actually, I beg your pardon. Let's see, would that go?
Being squished. Drew, figure out where you'd be, for Christ's sake.
They delivered them at the earliest possible. I don't know what it's 32 weeks or whenever you can.
Jessica.
Yeah.
So you should have a kid before you're 30.
Okay.
All right.
That works.
We don't hear about the endometriosis. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Endometriosis. Endometriosis.
We don't hear about that much anymore, do we, Drew?
We always talk about it with the pelvic pain as a possibility.
How do you know if you have it? Now I think I have this.
You got to be a little nutty, don't you?
I am a little bit, yeah.
Heavy periods?
No, not...
Painful periods?
No.
Pelvic pain?
Sometimes.
Drew, throw her up on the rack.
I get really weird pains right here.
Side.
In the side, like
uh-oh.
Right here.
Drew's going to start pushing.
Like in the ribs right here?
No, right here.
In there. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing?
Like there?
Yes.
Yeah, it's rib.
Oh.
That's rib.
That's my rib? Can I get it removed like Janet Jackson?
No. Yeah, what
happened? That's costochondritis.
You all right?
I'm okay.
Okay. Are you ready to roll here, Drew?
Yep.
You want to squeeze busy again?
No, it's fine.
No, it's all right.
No goosing? It would be funny if you
farted. I would get doctored.
That'd be funny.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
You could do it.
I could.
Try it next time, Drew does that.
All right. Fair enough.
Rena?
Hi.
You're 22?
Yeah.
What's up?
I just started bleeding, and it's like really, really, really dark blood, and there's tons of clots, and I also passed like a piece of tissue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. I've never had sex before, so it's possible I'm pregnant, so I don't know what it is.
It's a heavy period.
You never had sex before?
No.
Well, you're 22. What's up?
I'm waiting till I'm married.
Good for her, I say.
You're, are you religious?
You pansy!
yeah.
What's
your
religion?
Mormon?
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me?
Are you a Mormon?
No, I'm not Mormon, no.
What are you?
Are you a Mormon?
Oh, hold on. You already asked that now.
No, I'm Greek Orthodox.
Oh,
are you Mormon?
Orthodox. True. She said she was Greek Orthodox. Now, would you listen? All right. So, Greek Orthodox. You don't hear too much about them. You don't get to have any sex before marriage, huh?
Nope.
All right.
And then their wedding lasts for like 12 hours.
Yeah, pretty much. So, this is like Sunday Mass, so it's not anything new.
Oh, yeah.
Are you you a Mormon?
She said no, true. All right. So, by the way? Are you into anybody?
Yeah, I have a boyfriend.
All right.
Why is a heavy period disturbing to you?
Because it's like I pass tissue.
Are just
blood,
big
something
just,
solid.
That's just blood. That's just old blood.
But it's not. I ran it under water, and it's not. It's like it's not even red colored. It's like tan.
So it's some of the lining of the uterus.
Yeah.
That's right.
Our stuffing's coming out.
Is that normal?
It's a heavy period for some reason. Again, it's ovarian cyst, endometriosis. Well,
I'm a little trip over the gynecologist. Does your religion let you do that?
Yes.
Yeah, it would. It's just the problem wouldn't be religious. The problem would be like parents who don't really understand, and they'd say like,
"Well, wait,
they don't understand that you need proper health care."
Yeah,
Listen, like, you can go to the gynecologist and be a virgin. It's important for you to get checked out to make sure that you can don't have anything going on that's wrong.
There can be tumors and things very rarely, but that's certainly something that
you
can
cause. You have to get a pap smear. Is it like when you're 19 or if when you become sexually active, right?
Really, yeah. I mean, they could sometimes will delay if people aren't sexually active, but be that as it may, you're having abnormal symptoms that needs to be checked out.
It's not scary. You have to go.
Yeah, I'm assuming I will after today. I won't be able to sleep if I don't.
No, it's fine. It's not that big of a deal. It really is.
And I doubt it's anything serious, but it needs the only way you can know is to be checked.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, good times. What do you? How's that Greek Orthodox work? What are you into?
It's Catholic, isn't it?
Yeah, they have some specific, I forget what the unique
sacraments
are. Their masses are like literally hours and hours long.
Yeah. All right. It's a good time.
Beautiful church.
But there's some unique practices. I forget what they are offhand.
What are you busy?
Ask Raina. What kind of different about that? Raina?
Uh-huh.
What's
unique rituals of the Greek Orthodox Church compared to, say, Catholic?
First communion is with baptism. That's one difference that I can think of offhand.
Mm. It's How not do you like eat you it?
Go, it's like with a little tiny spoon. Or sometimes the priest like wets his finger and he puts it in the baby's mouth. That would be like the blood and then like a tiny little crumb of the body.
All right. Yeah, take the body.
And is it all in Greek, your services?
Most of it, but I guess it depends on the church. Like, all the churches here, they'll have services in English for, like, the youth who don't understand Greek.
Mm-hmm. All right. You guys blow anybody up or anything?
No.
No.
Okay, because we can't judge. I mean, everything's the same. Okay. All right. I'm now just... Here's what I'm basically doing. I just separate religions into those that just spout nonsense and those that actually blow people up. And I'm sort of shunning the ones that blow people up. That's my new thing.
That's good.
Yeah, because you really, that's a good way, it's a good way to determine not only religions, but your friends.
Right.
People that blow people up?
Co-workers, yeah, they're the ones who blow people up, and then there's the non-blowing
ones that get a little aggro at the airport, they're fine.
Yeah, and it's funny, you know, I used to work with a lot of born-again Christians, and used to be annoyed when they would break into tongues and ask God for traveling mercy before we take off in our crappy van and install closets and stuff. Now it all seems very quaint. Hey, you guys aren't blowing people up. Fantastic. I really should have appreciated the guys. It annoyed the hell out of me in the past, but now it'd be like if I saw those guys be, hey, thanks for not blowing stuff up. That's a fantastic religion you got there. Look at that. That's great. How long has it been since you've blown something up? Wow. That's a pretty good run. Wow. Yeah. So anyway, important to getting involved in a religion that doesn't blow stuff up. That's my only thing. And what did they do in the past before explosives, those religions that blew stuff up? But how do you take out large groups?
Crusades.
Like the marketplace? Yeah. Oh, you got to get a large group. Boiling oil. All right. Let's talk to, should we take a break? Lactating ever since abortion. Uh-oh.
Elizabeth or Morgan?
Morgan's been on hold for 105 minutes.
Morgan.
Yeah.
You're 21.
Yes, I am.
What's your religion?
I'm Baptist.
All right. You guys don't blow people up, right?
No, we don't. All right. Sucks, though, that I do live in Utah.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that's trouble.
Got a lot of trouble.
Uh-oh. Drew's got a question for you.
Okay.
You live in Utah, right?
Yeah.
Are you Mormon?
No.
Mm-hmm. But you already said what he was, so...
Yeah, but...
All right,
Drew. He teed you up.
It was a callback.
I don't blame
it was a callback.
I don't blame you for not answering him, Drew. I don't blame you.
All right. Go ahead, Morgan.
Are you a Mormon?
Okay. There
no,
you
I'm
go.
Not Mormon.
Okay, go ahead.
100%. 100%.
Yeah,
people
I'm not
always answer the tape.
So. My question is, okay, this is what I've heard. Like latex condoms, if you carry them in your wallet, they kind of get defective?
Yep.
Is that true?
They do.
Yeah, you're really supposed to not have them in a hot environment, period.
Okay, then what I wanted to know is me and my girlfriend, we cannot use latex because she's allergic to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to use a natural lamb.
How about polyurethane?
The polyurethane, she can use those too.
All right.
But we use the natural lambs because we like those better.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, but we keep them, she keeps them in her car, and it's starting to get hot, and I was wondering if the same effect happens to those as so to a latex condom.
I don't know that.
Yeah, put them in the glove box.
Yeah, see, that's what I didn't know.
Maybe she should go on the pill.
No, I mean put them in the glove box, dude.
Well, she's not on insurance anymore, so we have to use condoms.
Oh.
All right. Really, can't scrape together the, $19 a month it costs for the pill?
It's like 30 now.
Yeah, that's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Well, as I've said many times, do you know how much it is
to Canada.
Raise a child? I've done some estimates. I know that my dad spent at least $750 on it.
Really, you think?
I mean, that's from zero to high school.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you combine my sister, you're over $1,000 for two kids. So, I mean, can you afford not to use contraception? That's my point. And who the hell wants to use a condom with their girlfriend for, months and months?
Yeah, people do.
I know they do, but
how much would the Depro shot like if you because you only have to do that like once every 3 months? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
is it comparable in price? Like $90?
Yeah, I think it tends to be close to the pill.
Oh,
all right, $1 a day. But also, I'm wondering too. Like it's like the meter's running. Like, hey, you don't want to go a day without humping when you can barely make your $30 nut each week. It's like it's. I think of this when I rent porn. Like, look, if I beat off to it once, it's $3.99 for the one time. If I can get 20 off, it's like
pennies.
It's pennies. It costs pennies. I mean, if I give the tape back and it's like smoking, you know what I mean? You got to think that way. It's like if you get a rental car, Drew, you were getting insane. If you got a rental car and you just parked it in your driveway, right? You got to keep going.
Yeah,
you're going to circle.
Absolutely.
Right. That's my point. So if they got on the pill, he'd get more sex because they're so cheap.
Aren't the ones that aren't latex, aren't they less effective or something? The lambs?
The animal skin are as effective in terms of contraception.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, and these two presumably haven't been with other people.
And it's the gut of the lamb?
That's right.
It's just so bizarre.
Yeah, we call it lamb skin.
And what do they do? How do they sew it up?
It ain't lamb skin, yeah.
I'm totally confused.
It's innards.
It's like a hot dog.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
And they don't actually
that's so gross.
They don't actually close one end up. They just let it run wild and you peel it back and hang on to it. You let about 12 inches run wild and then 90 it back toward you and you just hang on to it like you're riding a horse.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And
like
the horn of the saddle.
Watch out because
so
pull it right off.
Oh yeah.
Invest in the pill.
All right. It would be nice to go to one of those. I would really like to see it from lamb to penis. Like what's the process? How does this go? Who thought of this?
It's
by
a new
the way?
Discovery Channel series, interesting enough. From lamb to penis.
From lamb to penis. And let me say this. If I actually took the trouble to, gut the lamb, make the thing, sew it up, put it in the package,
you charge
$2,800 yeah, right. for one, easily. $3.99? I don't think so. And neither does a lamb. It's walking around without a gut. Oh, no, dead. You're right. I'm sorry. I didn't do that math. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Busy Phillips here tonight, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Busy Phillips here tonight from White Chicks. Coming out on Wednesday, by the way. She steals the show. Let's play a little Germany or Florida. I haven't done this for a while. As you know, all bizarre stories either emanate from either Germany or Florida. You call in. You tell us a story. We guess. Is it Germany or Florida?
Things are sick and twisted.
Here's
from
our
too
theme.
Much sun and Nazis. Sexmith and death fetishes. Both of them have got these. Guaranteed not to bore ya. Germany or Florida?
Germany
Chris.
Or Florida?
Andy Dick.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's happening?
Not much. I got a Germany or Florida for you. Ready?
Here we go.
A camouflage-clad man wielding a samurai sword attacked at least 7 hikers in forests west of blank, performing sword tricks before ordering them to leave the woods, police said mm-hmm. Friday. They suspect a 46-year-old local man who trained in martial arts and survival skills in camps in Papua New Guinea and Vietnam to be the attacker.
Ooh.
He's dangerous and has been hard to find because he wears camouflage, said the spokesperson for the police department.
All right.
Germany.
Germany?
Yeah. Said the word forest.
Germany.
Yeah, forest. Yeah, it's not
was
woods.
Was a tip-off.
The forest got you?
Yeah.
But then New Guinea training.
Yeah, but in Florida, they kill you. They don't do samurai exhibitions. And
that's kind of a weird German thing.
Forest. Yeah.
That's sort of a,
We're going Germany.
Ready? Okay, yeah, you're right. Germany.
Oh, yay. Yeah. That's how you play Germany or Florida. And that's why it's the nation's number one radio trivia game. I've deemed it that, Drew. Did you hear?
I heard. This is it tonight. Declared.
All right.
Fun.
Little Germany or Florida. You play that all night,
it's
right?
Fun, yeah. Absolutely.
Elizabeth?
Yes.
You're 22?
Yeah.
You're confused about your sexuality?
Yeah.
You had sex with a guy and you kissed a girl?
I only had sex with one guy before, and I kissed guys back.
Girls?
Then I kissed guys.
Well, Elizabeth, you're 22. A lot of this stuff should have been sorted out by now.
You ever have sex with a girl?
I never went all the way with a girl before, no. But I make out stuff with girls a lot.
All right. You're not into guys? I mean, into girls, though? I mean, would you like to have a boyfriend?
Not really.
When you masturbate, what do you think of? Girls or guys?
She can tell you she doesn't masturbate.
I'll kill her.
I think about both.
Okay. She sounds kind of traumatized.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is a trauma survivor.
What happened? So,
what happened? What do you mean? Like,
were you traumatized?
Someone molested you? Or did you get raped?
I don't get raped, but...
Sexual abuse,
I almost
yes.
did, or before.
Yeah, weird stepdad or something?
No, I had a...
All right.
Well, there he is.
All
right. She's on hold for an hour, and we get that in the middle of the call?
All right. Well, she was on the air for a whole minute. All right, here's the thing, Elizabeth. You don't have to act out on everything. If you're confused, you don't have to act confused.
But realize the confusion is a sign of something, and you might want to get some help with that. That it's not just that you are... sort of curious and want to explore, you were traumatized and it sort of messed with your identity, and lo and behold, and naturally enough, you're still having trouble with that and you haven't sorted these things out. You need to get some help with this.
All right, but good times. Lisa, real fast.
Okay,
19, yes, you're lactating ever since you had an abortion in September of 2003.
Yes. I called a couple months ago and Dr. Drew said for me to get off the risperidol, which I did, but
I didn't say get off the. I didn't say you get off anything.
I kind of remember you saying that. True.
Risperidol could be causing it.
Yeah, and it was, so I got off of it.
All right, good. There you go.
I should have rephrased.
And you're just calling to say Drew was right.
No, it's still happening.
Oh. All right. I thought getting off the risperidol was going to... And for I was dumbfounded because for a minute I thought Drew may have been right.
It could be.
Well, I've known you for 9 years. I've never... Yeah. So you're still lactating?
Yes.
All right. So you got to go to the doctor.
All right.
Yeah, you need... Listen. Oh, my God.
What was the part about her getting off the risperidol?
And it worked. I got the risperidol and it worked.
Maybe she just meant it worked. The part where she got off the risperidol, like D-Day stands for day.
These psychotropic medication can cause elevated prolactin levels, but if it's still elevated or elevated to the point that it's above a certain level, you need an MRI of the brain because you can get pituitary tumors.
Go get checked out and never listen to Drew. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Well, that's it, everybody. Go out and see White Chicks.
Please do.
Busy Phillips needs money.
I need money. I need to buy a house.
She needs a pad. she is the standout of this movie.
It's a funny movie.
That's what I
hear.
I
think you all will enjoy it.
It comes out this Wednesday. Mm-hmm. God bless you, Busy. Thanks for coming,
Adam.
In. Dylan Walsh from Nip Tuck in tomorrow night.
I'll be gone for a week.
Drew will be gone for a week, thankfully. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Do you get money?
They give you $40,000.
$40,000?
Wow, they're taking both.
I'll donate a testicle.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.